The first Audubon Society was established in Massachusetts in 1896 by a group of women determined to protect the great egret as well as other bird species from the cruel feather trade. Their fight to protect these creatures spread across the nation like wildfire, and by 1905 the National Audubon Society was founded. For over 100 years, the National Audubon Society has fought to protect our feathered friends and their habitats. This is Michael Ziegler from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we look at the current state of bird populations in our own backyard and nationally. This is Bay Birds. Before we dive into the state of our Bay Birds, let's take a short look at what the National Audubon Society has accomplished in their tenured history. Even before the formation of the National Audubon Society in 1905, Audubon chapters nationwide joined together to lobby Congress to grant protection for many species of birds. This effort resulted in Congress passing the Lacey Act in 1900, which stalled the feather trade and protected many water bird species. Chapters also helped establish the first national wildlife refuge at Pelican Island in Florida, providing protection for birds and jobs for people in the local community. With this extensive history of bird conservation and our current conservation movement here in the Bay Area, how are the local bird populations and important habitats doing? A collaborative report released by PRBO Conservation Science, Audubon California, Audubon Canyon Ranch, and other state, federal, and academic agencies concluded that aggressive conservation efforts have succeeded in increasing the number of many bird species, including the California black rail. Restoration projects in critical bird habitats, such as the South Bay Salt Pond Restoration Project, have played a vital role in improving bird population health. The new report shows that streamside and tidal marsh habitats are currently showing the greatest improvements in bird abundance. Birds that inhabit tidal marshes and streamsides, also known as riparian habitats, have benefited from the recent push for watershed restoration instigated by the decline in salmon population. Unfortunately, there is still plenty of work out there to be done to improve bird habitats. While riparian and tidal marshes are supporting stable or increasing populations of birds, bird populations found in tidal flats, grasslands, and coastal shrub habitats are in decline. We have lost 42% of our historic tidal flats in the Bay Area. These tidal flats play a vital role in the daily lives for many shorebirds, as many of these birds use them as their primary foraging grounds. Grasslands and coastal shrub habitats are being disturbed more than ever due to their conversion into housing developments and agricultural land. These two habitats are also being invaded by non-native species that, in conjunction with human activities, have altered natural ecological disturbances, such as wildfires. Without these naturally occurring disturbances, many native plant species are being outcompeted by non-natives. Many birds local to the Bay Area are adapted to using the native vegetation for foraging and roosting. So the introduction and subsequent invasion of non-native plants that change the landscape negatively impacts our local birds. While many of the causes for decline in bird population in the Bay Area are habitat specific, they aren't the only stressors leading to population declines. Climate change resulting in rising sea level in the San Francisco Bay threatens foraging and roosting areas for birds that use tidal flats, tidal marshes, and manage salt ponds. While the National Audubon Society has done so much for our feathered friends, conservation efforts are not solely their responsibility. It is up to all of us, as citizens of this earth, to take care of our fellow inhabitants. There are many ways each of us can take action to prevent the degradation of natural habitats and the loss of the biodiversity found in these wild places. One way we can make a difference is to volunteer. Whether it's a hands-on-the-ground approach at a local conservation organization, like the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, or volunteering to ensure that conservation-based environmental legislation is being passed and upheld, volunteering is a crucial part of the environmental movement. There may be much to say about how we treat our land, but I believe conservationist Aldo Leopold said it best. We abuse the land because we see it as a commodity belonging to us. When we see the land as a community to which we belong, we may begin to use it with love and respect. To learn more about the SF State of Birds Report, visit the PRBO website at prbo.org/SF State of the Birds. That's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito in Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from radiosausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Michael Ziegler from Conservation Corps North Bay and the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.